98% of my companies are all converted from door knocking. People buy from people. It's a personal response. And you might not speak to the hiring manager on the day, but you build a rapport all of a sudden with that gatekeeper who never puts your phone calls through. And then you'll say, well, can I take your email address, Maureen, please? And then I'll send you a message. And as long as you follow up with that, because the follow-up's really important. So when you do get back to your desk, you've got that 24-hour golden window to do that follow-up. Otherwise, Maureen's going to forget about you.
Thank you for joining us on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. I'm your host, Leisha Holmes, and I am so proud of what we have achieved as a community since we launched the podcast in the summer of 2020. You're listening to this show because you decided you want to invest whatever time this podcast show takes from your day to actually improve your life, to hopefully create joy, and hopefully to also learn something. We're grateful for every single member of this community. We've never professed that we want to be the biggest podcast that you listen to, but we want to be the best. And by doing so, we're inviting in, we think, the greatest experts in their field to come and share with you, our listener, their experiences, their lessons, their learns, their mistakes, and most importantly, what they'd like to share with you, so that you hopefully can improve what you do and what you achieve. We are so grateful to you for listening and for sharing and for commenting and for continuing to come back week after week. And without you, we wouldn't have the community that we do. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and for contributing to what is a very special community. We hope to bring you more live shows as we continue to grow our global community. But obviously, our promise to you is that every week you'll drop in and hopefully have a new guest to listen to that will give you something to contribute to your self-improvement and to your high performance. We can't do this without our amazing sponsor, Pager, for whom we are so grateful. And we also have some incredible partners, Needy, Diversity in Recruitment, and Keybridge IT Solutions. Links to all of our sponsors and partners are in the show notes. And please remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when contacting any of them independently, because I'm sure they'll all be happy to offer you a cheeky discount because you've come from such a loyal client base. So without further ado, a few messages from the sponsor and partners, and then let's get to know this week's guest. We are so proud at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast to be sponsored by Pager. Pager helps recruiters to build personal brands, to identify new business opportunities, to attract those hard-to-find candidates, and to basically have better conversations. Now, you will have a large network that you want to build credibility with on LinkedIn. And sometimes posting content every day feels impossible. Now that changes once you have Pager. Pager provides you with the ideas, the content, and the scheduling capability to produce daily content to build out your own personal brand in minutes. And for business development too. Pager identifies companies that are advertising jobs, have key hiring indicators such as funding rounds, mergers, acquisitions, or senior appointments, and then alerts you to this daily. Pager also enables you to write candidate-centric job adverts without bias in seconds. So once you advertise your job, Pager will then automatically create a branded post and publish it to LinkedIn without you even having to lift a finger. So when you want to actively source candidates, you can create complex Boolean strings in seconds. All you need to do is to provide the job title and location. Now, Pager is making thousands and thousands of recruiters smarter and faster. For more information, click on the link, pager.co, to book your demo. And remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when inquiring. Now, back to the episode. This next guest on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast is somebody I think you're going to love listening to for sure. Somebody that I got to know professionally a number of years ago, having supported her in my day job as a RecTo Rec in her career journey. and I had the absolute pleasure of introducing her to a community that has allowed her to launch her own business. So this is Victoria Forshaw, who is the founder of Forshaw Recruitment, or Forshaw Recruitment, if you like the pun. And she tells us during this conversation about what actually led her to launch her own business, what she'd done to stand out in a very crowded business area. And I think you'll be quite interested. If you are a recruiter listening or a recruitment leader that has an opportunity to physically go out and see clients, I think you need to stay tuned for this episode, because Vic's got some really amazing revelations, which has a 98% success rate on gaining new clients. Did you hear that right? 98% of clients that she approaches in this way that you're about to hear result in new business. So I think even if you've got a year's experience or 10 years experience, I think you're going to learn something from that. We also talk about what it's like to have responsibilities outside work. So she's a working mum, and I recognise not all of you are parents, but what it means to ensure that you are creating a life for yourself that allows you to get full, true balance. What does that actually look like? So I think you're going to love this episode. I certainly did recording it. So without further ado, let's jump in. This is Leisha Holmes, and I'm your host on the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. And I think you're all going to love our next guest for sure. This is somebody that I've managed to get to know and had the privilege to know for a number of years now. And I can't wait for you, our global community, to hear her testimony about the journey into launching her own recruitment business. And I know that from the feedback we get a number of people who are on that journey themselves. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome to our community today, Victoria Forshaw, who is the founder of Forshaw Recruitment. Do you see what I did there in the intro, Vic?
It was really good. Thanks. I don't think I could beat it.
It's like the pun, it's like when people say, because my business is Key Recruitment, which is spelled Q-U-I, and I always often do the pun of the key, as in the key in the door. So a little pun there. So I obviously know you very well indeed, but there'll be plenty of people listening and clicking on now to listen and watch who don't know who you are and what you do. So give us an overview, a little potted history of what you are about.
So obviously I've got Victoria from Forshaw Recruitment, manufacturing and engineering specialist, and I've got 15 years industry knowledge within manufacturing engineering. So mainly specialise at the moment across energy, nuclear, oil and gas, defence, those types of things. It seems to be a very, very buoyant market right now. Skill short.
That's what we love. Skill short.
There are those unicorns out there, and we're doing really well with the placings of those people, so in the skilled sector.
Amazing. And you're based in the Northwest, for anyone who isn't picking up on your northern tones. Do you just focus on the northern market, or do you cover a broader market?
So at the moment we're reaching out a little bit further with our geography. So based on the Wirral, we hotspot with Chester and Liverpool locations. But we are spreading our wings and going a little bit further south. So I've just onboarded a couple of clients in Bristol, just south of Birmingham as well. And there's a couple of contracts coming up on the south coast as well. So lots going on.
Fantastic. There'll be plenty of our listeners over in America going, where's Bristol? Where's the Wirral? So I'm mimicking American accent. And that's fantastic. And that, you know, from I think you launched at the back end of 2023 in your first year of trading to launch out into different.
Yes. Right. We went live on November 28th last year. Bit of an odd time to launch, but I kind of just wanted to use the month of December to just build my reputation up and just get the whereabouts of we are here, we're ready to trade, we're ready to hit the market and hit the floor running come January, because everyone goes into a bit of a decline come December, and everyone wants to unwind a bit for Christmas. So we kind of used that time to just get our feet in the door with a lot of companies, which was nice. And we started invoicing on the second week of Jan, so it was good.
Incredible. I actually think, just before we sort of go a little bit deeper into why you launched, I think December is a brilliant time to do your client relationship management, whether it's business development, whether it's physically going and seeing clients if it's feasible. And I think, you know, you think about your mindset in December. Most people have that break. Most people are fortunate enough to have that 1 to 2 week break at Christmas. So actually, I think people are really receptive. They're really friendly. Their guard's probably down more. They're probably not as likely to be going out of the office. They're probably sat having mince pies in their Christmas jumper. So I think it's a brilliant time to do business development and client calls.
And that's exactly it. I mean, I've always been pretty old-fashioned in how I do my sales and my approach into clients. I'm not someone who's just sit behind a keyboard and just tap away and things. And I also can't sit and just hammer the phones day in, day out. I like to be in front of people.
Pause that. I want to come back to that. That's really important.
Okay.
Don't let me forget to talk about that. So let's just go back a little step as to, for those listening, because there will be people listening that maybe have got, you know, 10, 15 years like yourself, or even maybe 5 years experience, that are thinking, you know, what made you do it? What made you go and launch? So can you just tap us into your mindset of whatever point in 2023 you thought, I'm going to go and do this for myself?
Yeah, I mean, I've been toying with the idea for quite some time. I'd probably say the catalyst with me settling down and having children. It's not something I necessarily had as a big vision plan for Vic and her career. And you know, it wasn't certainly on the cards, so to say, but I wouldn't change it for the world. And I think it got to a point where I came back from my first maternity leave and I went back into a business, and everything that I'd strived and built up for so many years had pretty much dissolved and gone, because there wasn't any traction there whilst I was away maintaining the business for me. And I was just like, I've given my heart and soul for 6-7 years to building these two branches. And then I was like, I don't think I can do it again. So I tried spreading my wings and taking a bigger role. And then I got pregnant with my little boy. COVID hit, furlough, maternity, everything kind of just snowballed into one. And I just had to reevaluate. And I was like, life's too short to try and put all this pressure upon yourself to be an amazing mummy and also still be that career person and driven person that you know you are. And I found myself like leaving the kids in nursery, dropping them off at 7:30 in the morning and picking them up at 6:30 at night, which I know probably resonates with so many people. But I just, the anxiety and the guilt that it filled me with, I just couldn't do it anymore. So I'd say my children are the catalyst for doing it. Obviously my little boy last year, those who follow my business will know he went through a bit of a health scare. Everything's okay now, but I just needed to know that I can go to his appointments and not feel guilty about taking time out of somebody else's business, but also not be sat in a hospital with my son clock watching, knowing, oh, I need to be logging back on at some point because they're going to be wondering what I'm doing. I just didn't sit right with me. So that was the main catalyst, was let's go and give it a go. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
And look at you now. You're expanding into
different now.
And some really exciting markets. And I really appreciate you sharing such a personal part of your story with us, because it wasn't just professional reasons that led you to this point. It was actually largely personal reasons, which there seems to be a theme this season. And I don't know what it is, but if I think about some of the previous guests we've had on so far, I think that we need to talk about this more as founders of businesses, that very often the reason we found our own businesses is because of our personal lives. It's actually not because of professional reasons. It's not because we want to take over the world. It's actually largely because the personal side of our lives are so important, and that's the dominant reason that we are enduring in recruitment, because we're, you know, it blends very well. But I think it should be talked about a lot more. So so in terms of you launching your own business, obviously, you know, I don't know whether, I hope I'm not breaching any confidence here, but I was a part of that journey with you, and you decided to go down the community route with Recruitment Founders Club. So just talk me through, for you now, nearly a year in, which will be amazing when you get to that first year, we'll have to celebrate. What made you decide to go with a community rather than just doing it for yourself from your back bedroom, for example?
Here at the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, we are passionate about creating a psychologically safe community where everybody feels that they belong. By doing so, we are truly being diverse, equitable and inclusive in every guest that we bring on, which is why we are so proud of our beautiful partner, Diversity in Recruitment. Diversity in Recruitment help recruitment businesses understand diversity, equity and inclusion in a way that makes sense. Their training and advisory work is designed and delivered by experienced recruitment professionals, giving your teams the insight, the tools and the confidence to attract diverse talent, to recruit inclusively, to improve your candidate journey, and confidently partner with your clients. DE&I doesn't have to be complicated and scary. It's simply about fair, ethical, and high quality recruitment, something that we are so passionate about, the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast. And thank you for listening to this message.
I mean, obviously, me and you, we've got history. You've supported me on my career journey over the years, and we've got to know each other. And I think because you knew the type of person I am, and you know, it seemed like a really good fit. I had conversations with friends who'd gone it alone and they'd set up their own businesses and said, I've got this opportunity with Recruitment Founders Club. I'd met with Greg and Lindsay and just found them really, really easy to talk to, which I think is so hard to come by in recruitment now. Sometimes you approach new people and it's very salesy, gift of the gab, and that's just not who I am. I'm very much...
Me neither.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. Not everybody likes me, and that's okay. I'm okay with that because I don't necessarily want to work with every single business out there. I want to work with people who want to work with me and we can collaborate with. And I think the deciding factor for me of partnering with Greg and Lindsay was knowing that I've got a community aspect around me, but also knowing I've got a level of guidance and support from people I trust and who are going to steer me in the right direction. So I'm not setting up a business and figuring out, oh my God, at 12 o'clock at night, I'm still trying to create a website and do my marketing page and who's my accountant, because I don't know any of that. And it's, don't get me wrong, it's not been easy. I've still struggled with certain mindsets because I'm not necessarily a financially minded person. I'm very much an organized person, but from the financial sides, I am back and forth with my accountant quite a lot. And I'm like, I've really got this question. Is it a silly one? And they're like, no question is a silly question.
Absolutely.
So that handheld opportunity through the process has been an absolute dream for me. And I've really relished on having that support network around me. It's the community. And being able to take control of my own process, my own work hours and things like that has just been a luxury. So.
I think this isn't a pitch for Recruitment Founders Club for anyone that's rolling their eyes, because as you all know, if you're listening and you've been a listener for a long time, I don't like the whole pitch thing on a podcast. This is about sharing people's stories and being open and honest about their journeys. But I think it's important that, you know, wherever you're sat listening to this, there are communities out there. There are people who create joint ventures, who do incubation companies. There are loads of ways. But, you know, it's on my profile. I'm a board advisor to Recruitment Founders Club. And the reason that I was attracted to what Greg and Lindsay have positioned, which is what Vic's talking about, is that I think very often you can feel quite isolated physically and emotionally as a founder of a recruitment business, because you have so many hats that you have to wear. And the fact is, if you are a very agile, capable and competent business developer, which I think you have to be as a founder, you're probably not interested in doing the accounting or the admin or creating a website. You've probably got loads of ideas, but you just want to go and delegate that to somebody else. Yeah. But you're worried about the cost. Maybe you don't know who to trust, that you might give your money to somebody and they run off with it, or it's crap. And then you go, what do I do? So I think if I was to turn the clock back, because I celebrate my 19th anniversary as a business in October 2024. So we launched October in 2005. And mine was actually all about, I'd just become a mummy. And my employer at the time, who were fantastic, by the way, I never say anything derogatory about Fee Farrah Jones, which is now Aspire Group. There was no such thing as flexible working, and certainly not returning as a leader. It was like, I wasn't able to do part time. So I launched because I was like, I ain't putting my kid in nursery for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, which is what I would have had to do. I thought, I'll just do it around childminders, playgroup, my mum, whatever. So same driver as you. And I think, I don't think anything's really changed in 19 years. From that point of view, I think what has changed and what I wish was around in 2005 were communities like Recruitment Founders Club. And it just wasn't a thing. People were guarded. People didn't want to share information. You know, if you went to a mentor or a coach like a Greg or Lindsay or you and me now, you'd have probably wanted to be, you know, charged. You would have just gone, oh, well, I'm not going to do that for nothing. You'd have to for our kind of thing. So I think it's really critical to think about that if you're listening now. And I think, you know, what it's allowed you to do, Vic, is to focus on the good bits, which we're going to come back to now, which is the going out and seeing clients. Now, you said just before, wasn't flippantly, you don't sit at your phone all day. You don't like phone bashing. So what do you actually do, Ian? Well, how do you go and win business?
I just go door knocking. And do you know what? Over the years, my old management have said to me, we don't know how you've got such a brass neck on you for doing it. Like, how do you do it? And I'm just like, it's just me. Like, I think you can sit behind a desk. You can, don't get me wrong, I do make client phone calls from home once in a while. It's not all the time. And I certainly couldn't do it for an 8-hour day if we're having a sales day. That's not a sales day for me. It's going out of my car, loads of little goodie bags made up. Like, I've actually got some here. My little...
Little sweetie bags.
It's so much harder for someone to slam a door in your face than it is to hang up on the phone from a receptionist. And trying to get past those gatekeepers for all those years. I mean, my sales training 15 years ago was, here's the phone book, start at A and work your way through to Z. And that was my training. And I was like, I can't. I think had I stuck to that, I wouldn't still be in recruitment.
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, look at that now. I mean, anyone listening who's got less than 10 years experience, you're probably thinking, well, we're talking about yellow pages. We're talking.
Yeah, what's a phone book? But it was, no, I just go door knocking. I Google map my industrial estate or manufacturing area that I want to focus on. So I don't just go out sporadically and just think I'll drive here today and see what's around, but I'll pick a specific area.
So strategizing, you sit down, you go, right, where am I going to go today physically? You look at who you're going to go and knock on to.
Yeah.
And then you set out with your bag.
And then I just set out, yeah. So I'll pick maybe five companies to say I'm focused on these five companies this afternoon and I'm going to go and see them because I want, you know, I've got candidates that would be really good for them. And from a speculative process, I've maybe not heard back because they've gone into an infos mailbox or a sales mailbox or something. So I'll go and door knock with those companies in mind. But at the same time, every time I go out, I can go to the same industrial estate three times in 1 month. And every time I go to that area, there's new businesses that have popped up. So whilst I'm driving around, I'm making a note of all the new companies that are there, I'm getting them onto my database. And it's just a really, really easy way of just knocking on these companies that are brand new to the area, saying, hi, I'm Vic. I was at a meeting around the corner today. Here's my business card. It'd be great to see if there's any level of support.
And you're a real person. Vic, you might not be able to answer this because we hadn't prepared for this bit of the conversation, because I do like to keep things really fluid, but I'm loving where this is going. Do you know, let's say for every 10 companies you go and do that to, how many people will, out of that 10, how many people will actually become a client?
98% of my companies are all converted from door knocking.
Oh my giddy aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy. People buy from people. It's a personal response. And you might not speak to the hiring manager on the day, but you build a rapport all of a sudden with that gatekeeper who never puts your phone calls through. And then you'll say, well, can I take your email address, Maureen, please? And then I'll send you a message. And as long as you follow up with that, because the follow-up's really important. So when you do get back to your desk, you've got that 24-hour golden window to do that follow-up. Otherwise, Maureen's going to forget about you.
I've just had such a eureka. I'm covered in goosebumps because I can't remember the last time I interviewed a founder that actually does this. We believe hugely at going out and meeting people, but I've never used it as a business development tool. I used to do it to headhunt candidates, actually, back in the day, because I did engineering, you know that, back in the 90s. And I would literally walk around Birmingham on my lunch break and go and find the HVAC engineers, the, you know, maintenance engineers, because they'd have vans. And I'd literally knock on the windows, they'd be sat there having their sandwiches, I'd knock on this, you know, the 20-something bolshy woman, and they're like, oh, you're right, love. I'm a recruiter and I want to headhunt you for a job. And they would always come into my office. I'm not joking, 100% like you. So I just thought the eureka moment I've just had is that you'd have to have your head in the sand to not think about what is AI going to do to disrupt my market. And you have just nailed how you are not going to be replaced by AI. Haven't you? Because there's no AI or machine out there that can replace a human walking in going, I'm so pleased to meet you, thank you so much for, you know, taking my call the other day, I'm really keen to get to know your MD. And gatekeepers are the way you treat your gatekeepers will get fed back to your decision makers. And anyone that's being taught how to cold call and business development on the phone, do not underestimate the relationship you need to make with your gatekeepers. What Vic said here is gold dust.
It really is. I mean, you know, Maureen, Miss Receptionist, they're not all called Maureen, obviously, but, you know, they're more receptive. So when you follow up with them the next day or the same afternoon, they'll be like, it was so lovely to meet with you. And they're like, thanks very much. Those biscuits have gone down a treat kind of thing. And it does. And I was like, whilst I've got you, I've got a few CVs. Do you mind waving them under your boss's nose? And they're like, absolutely. And they go to the top of the pile. So it does work.
It really does.
It's personable.
We're going to call this the for sure fact. For sure, you're going to get business development out of this. And I want anyone listening now that goes and does this today, go and try this in the next month. We want you to feed back to Vic. All her contact details are going to be on the episode. And me, and tag in the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, that if you have done this and then won business from it, we need to know that it's worked in your sector. I don't see how, if you are not, I mean, unless you're recruiting overseas, which I reckon is probably a little bit hard, but you can still do this, I think, through, you know, making things personalised. It's still that mindset to just make yourself stand out as a human being. So I absolutely love that. Now, before I let you go, you talked about your key motivations being your children and that, you know, your family, you know, is the most important thing. And you alluded to the fact that, you know, the priority will always be the children. But how do you ensure, as a founder and business owner and day-to-day recruiter, how do you keep it all going? Like, how successful are you at juggling everything, basically?
We are so proud to be partners of Needy, the gifting revolution. Here at Key Recruitment, we absolutely love to send out bespoke gifts to our new place candidates to welcome them in their new jobs, but also as an extra special thank you to clients or when a team is celebrating something really special. But to be honest, we were really fed up with dull or mediocre gifts that you could just buy on the high street that didn't really reflect who we are at Key Recruitment as a business. This is why we chose Needy. Needy source sustainably from the UK's best independent businesses, offering the most perfect array of bespoke gifts and experiences too. So no more boring bottles of plonk or rubbish boxes of chocolates. This is how you make your customers' day with a gift that really matters and shows that you really want to do something special for them. For more information on how psychology and AI forming to make the best gift experience for you, click on the link and remember to mention the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast when ordering. Now, back to the episode.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a pro at it by any means, because life happens and you get thrown a curveball once in a while. But, you know, I get to pick my own work hours. The clients that I'm meeting and working with at the moment and my candidates, they all know that it's my business. And if you hear a kid in the background, like, I'm sorry, working from home today. And I'm just very open and honest with it with my companies. So they know that I've got the kids in tow, or we've just had summer holidays and things like that. But now the kids are back in school, it is a bit easier and there is a bit more of a free flow. But it's allowing me to do pickups and drop-offs. I block out my calendar. My calendar is plan, 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 plan. It's colour-coded. So I know red, I'm out the office, I'm with the kids. And then once they come home, they're set up, we've done homework, they've got a snack, they're chilling, playing. I can come into the office and get another hour or two done once my husband's home. And we're managing to tag team it that way. But, you know, there are days that I don't work at all in the middle of the week. And I don't feel guilty for it, because of an evening I might work and pick things up, or on a weekend I'll pick things up when I've got a spare afternoon. So long gone are the days of 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, you must be at your desk. Everything is on the phone. Everything is in your hand. Everybody now in the world we live in always has a phone and emails glued to them. So I work remotely. It's all on the cloud, so I can log on anywhere.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think, you know, everything that you've said, that won't necessarily apply to absolutely everybody, but it will apply to somebody. And I think, you know, I think it's also, we're not promoting toxic working habits here of 24/7. You're very clearly setting out time for you, your family, your children, I presume for yourself as well. I know you go to the gym, but I think it's really important to say that. I diarize my gym time. I diarize my learning. Same. I've just started NLP training, so I've diarized that. That's as important to me as doing this call with you or as meeting a new client on Teams, for example. So I think actually using your diary for yourself and color coding, it's a really great way to do that, is to ensure that you give everything equal priority, including yourself and yourself. Yeah. That's really useful.
Yeah, it works. I mean, I've wanted to get back to the gym for so long, and now I was in a position where I think back in June or July I managed to rejoin, and I've got an off-peak gym membership, so I can go. I'm not going in the early mornings, I'm not going in the of an evening when I've got the kids. I'm going on my lunch break in the middle of the day, even if it's for only half an hour, but I'm using that time to escape, and my out of office is on for an hour a day, because why should you feel guilty for taking a lunch break?
No, 100% agree. I think there's been so many brilliant takeaways, and I knew you'd be a fabulous guest, and I hope this will be the first of many that you appear on. And you have been an absolute joy to watch, and you know, I really hope you flourish and continue to succeed, because you are a wonderful human being. But thank you so much for joining us on the Recruitment Podcast.
As a listener of the Recruiters Recruitment Podcast, you'll know from some of the guests that I have that really I'm not a very technically minded person. And for that reason, it's really important as a recruiter in my day job to have the best technical support. And who better than our very proud partner, Keybridge IT Solutions. They provide 24/7 support to all their customers. And given that I'm probably the most technophobe of all the people that you could be talking to right now, trust me when I say they are phenomenal at what they do. They've been established since 2010, and they provide a fully managed IT support and solutions provision with specialities including Microsoft's cloud, Office 365, Microsoft 365, Microsoft Azure, internet connectivity. I don't even know what I'm saying, basically, but basically they really help you. They work across every industry, not just recruitment. So if you're listening to this outside recruitment, they could help you too. Marketing, finance, leisure, charity. But basically what I'm trying to say is, if as a business owner, you need full 24/7 IT support and solutions, Keybridge IT Solutions are the ones for you. Thank you so much for listening to this message.